Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing ring in.
awaken my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit like your candle burn bright. Awaken my
not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart.
Welcome to week 193 of the Healing Fountain Radio Show. It's great to be back. And today we're going to be speaking about Divine Alchemy again. This is Divine Alchemy Part 2. And we have a very special caller who we're going to find out what has happened to him since last time he was a special guest on here. And that is Les Nisbet, better known on the Gold Ring as Holy Moses. And before we bring him on, we're going to bring Gary on. Are you there, Gary, over there in the USA? Hello? Come in, Gary. No, I guess not. Never mind. While he gets his microphone plugged in, I'll just play a little song. I'll play Could It Be Magic? Because that's what Divine Alchemy is, magic.
Move me every time I need you. Words
We're back, and this is Jan Christie speaking to you from the United Kingdom, and we're trying to connect with Gary over there in America. Are you online?
I'm
yet,
here.
Gary?
Hello, Jan Christie. Hello, everyone. You know, some of my best, most profound revelations and pontifications have come while I was on mute.
Oh, and so. Is that what happened to you? You're on mute.
Yeah, most of my best stuff has ever happened. I was on mute. So anyway, I was on mute. Sorry about that, everyone. But yeah, we got to do a little disco and dance on your bottom kind of music.
Yeah, of course.
Here we are with another edition of the Healing Fountain. So hello, everybody. So we have Holy Moses, Les Nisbet on with us today. How exciting.
We're going to be speaking about divine alchemy before we bring him on, and then we're going to ask him if he's been using any of the divine alchemy to control the pain that he suffered when he was mending his 2.5-ton wagon, and he heard a creak, and it was a handbrake releasing, and it rolled over him. Oh, is that why he's called Holy Moses? Is that what he said? Holy Moses! I think he said words worse than that. But anyway, he's an absolutely brilliant guy, and he's done so well to recover from that. I don't think I've ever got over that shock. Anyway, I've just played that magic, could it be a magic song, because alchemy, as we said the week before, alchemy has been defined as the art and science of transmutation, which is purifying and elevating the subject of the alchemy until it becomes something new, sort of like turning a base metal into gold, if you like. And the process is interactive, whether you are a plant, animal, or human. And the divine part comes in because many beings of light have told us how we can activate this alchemy. And the other week we mentioned that the pillar of light meditation, in which we visualize ourselves passing light through our bodies down into the earth and bringing the light of Gaia back and sending both lights out to heal the world and all the beings on it. And we said that doing that meditation helps us to change our carbon base into a crystalline base, helping with the absorption of light into our light bodies in order to aid the ascension process. And that's so important, because don't forget that when we are ascending and we do get to 5D, we will be completely pain-free and in perfect health and young again, which I'm all for anything like that. And we also mentioned that the violet flame, how that cleans our auras of past and present karma, cleaning between all the neurons and electrons, and thus speeding up our vibrations and helping us to rid our aura of things which can manifest in ill health. Because anything starts off in our aura and then manifests in our physical body. Mm-hmm. So if we do these, not only are we able to ascend complete to 5D, we're in the position of being totally happy, healthy and youthful. And by this process, we reach a position of total health, which by utilizing the divine magic which occurs when we consciously and actively participate in these things. But there's also other things we can do. And so I'm continuing on from where we were the other week. And you can ask your I Am Presence to reveal to you your part of this divine plan and respond according to your heart's call. And the next thing we do after we've done the meditation, the Pillar of Light meditation, and entered the violet flame to cleanse ourselves, then we can call to our I Am Presence. And we do that. You don't need to write this down, because I'm going to put the information on the Healing Fountain page on Facebook and on the Healing Fountain website page. And I've got this information from Akasha Asun, who is a being of light. And so it's really good information, this. And so you call to the
Is
I
there
am
a
presence.
Link to that information, Jan?
I won't give it to you just now, but I will put it on Facebook, and I will put it on the Healing Fountain website. Okay,
that's not
Healing
in the chat
Fountain.
Okay.
Healing Fountain. It's a 40-odd minute video, and so nobody can
not watching it now. And that's why I've condensed the information that I got from that. And so I will put the info in the two places I mentioned to make it easier for people. Because once you start doing this, although it only takes the goddess of purity a few minutes to enter your cells, if you do it for 7 consecutive nights, it gets it into your psyche, if you're with me. As I said, it only takes a few minutes. I'm just going to tell you how you'd call the I Am Presence, and you say, my beloved, mighty I Am Presence, come forth. You are my true self, come forth in me, to me, through me, and as me, until there is no more me and only thee, and all your Christ victory. My beloved I Am Presence, you have glorified me with the gift of life. Let me glorify you with a beautiful body to express your perfection through. And then, after we've done those three things, we ask for the presence of the goddess of purity by saying, and I speak into the three signature cells of my physical body, receive now, receive now, receive now, from the goddess of purity, her master power flame of such diamond shining purity that cleanses the three signature cells of my body, purifies them, refreshes them, restores their divine memories of a perfect biological form, and activates the divine blueprint that my mighty I Am Presence created for a perfect body. And we will actually be doing that meditation after we've done a few more things first, but we're going to ask our caller to come on now. And this is Les Nisbet, Holy Moses on the Gold Ring. And so we'll just bring Les on. Are you there, Les?
Yeah, I'm here. How are you?
Here.
I'm doing
Hello,
great.
Hello, Les. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing fine, buddy. Nice to hear you.
Nice to hear you, too. Welcome back to the show. It's been a while. So here we are.
Yeah, so we've got you back on to tell us you were in extreme pain at one time, weren't you, Les?
Oh, yes, definitely. Shattering a vertebrae in your back will put you in a little bit of discomfort.
To put it mildly. So, as I was telling the listeners, your big 2.5-ton truck ran over, well, more than 2.5-ton, wasn't it, ran over you. And was that about 2 years ago, Les?
Yeah, actually, yes, that was. It's hard to believe, though. 2 years have already passed on that.
Yeah.
Actually, this...
Would you like to go ahead and just relate your whole story to everyone, to kind of catch everybody up on the, what happened and
yeah,
so forth?
Yeah, because not everybody's heard your story, Les.
Right.
You want to tell us?
Well,
tell us.
Think the gist of the matter is that after they had to put rods in my back so I could sit up and attempt walking, my vertebrae was so badly shattered, so... the release from the hospital put me in a real awkward position of being in extreme pain and, kind of starting over again. I think everybody who goes through a major accident or surgery ends up having to start over again.
Yeah.
For me, it led me deep inside of myself, really wanting to know, which I have all my life, who is it that really sees behind these eyes and who is it that this is really happening to? And, it's been an incredible journey, actually, since the accident.
Yeah.
About myself and ourselves, actually.
Yeah.
We are all one when it comes down to it.
We are.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But for the average person, you know, that goes through life, through their world, you know, and they consider their life boring or uninspiring, and that something may happen to them, either physically, like with you, or, you know... physically, mentally, emotionally, something usually triggers these spiritual awakenings, and we've all had them and so forth, and they begin to they begin to shift from creating these ideals that everyone struggles to become, that no one can become in terms of physical appearance, definitions of physical beauty or valor. They're all illusions. And they surrender this, and they shift from that. You know, the stuff rises to the surface of these questions like, you know, is there something more? Why am I here? What is the purpose of life? You know, where am I going? What happens when I die? You know, what is this being that's walking around inside of me, you know? And when we get to ask those questions, we start to flirt or interact with the perception that we may be having a nervous breakdown or some sort of a breakdown, but in reality, what we're experiencing is the breakdown of our old concepts and how we viewed our lives and the world around us. And when that stuff begins to fall apart, those are the seeds, I think. The seeds are the beginnings of a paradigm shift, a shift in our awareness, a shift in our consciousness, a shift in our lives.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And so we find out why we're here, which you probably found out what your mission is while you're here, Les, have you?
Well, you know, it doesn't actually come on a 4x5 card or anything, you know. Trying to figure out exactly what's in your heart can take some soul searching for most of us, you know. Yeah. And we may not ever know, but we'll be headed in the right direction. I trust the universe to do that at any rate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's led me this far, and so I trust it to continue to do so.
We keep looking for the blackboard that says something like Jen Christie, beautiful lady, who lived in the latter part of the 20th century, who, and then fill in the blank, you know, but what we have to realize is that blackboard doesn't exist.
We're all going to be ascended masters one day. I mean, it might
exactly.
take me it, another 10
Our
lifetime.
Role is what we define it to be.
You never know, do you? That's how many people get on their spiritual journeys. And sometimes, although we don't see the bigger picture at the time, sometimes that's why we've had a particular traumatic experience happen to us. But what I wanted to ask you, Les, is how were you coping with the pain?
Well, as of January 1st, I quit taking the pain medication for a number of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And one was that I don't want to spend the rest of my life dependent on anything. To me, and I think everyone would agree, freedom actually means freedom from everything, actually. Mm-hmm. You have to let everything go. Or how can you be free if there's something you still want to hang on to?
Yeah.
You're not totally free. So at any rate, it's been a struggle, but it was good because I could feel my body again, holy. I was, you know, and not being drugged up. Because it drugs your whole body, not just the area in pain.
Yeah.
And so you can't heal parts of your body that you're not feeling so like you should. You know what I mean? You're not totally in touch with those parts. So I've come in touch with all those parts of my body now, and I know which ones really need work and which areas don't. And it's a blessing, really, in disguise, to not have any pain medication. And I recommend it for everybody, but it's not an easy thing to do, actually.
No, and do you find that now that you've come off the medication that your body is naturally releasing its own endorphins and painkillers?
Yes, I do find that. And I'm doing some Tai Chi. Thank goodness I learned Tai Chi early on, and so that's coming in handy in trying to slowly exercise those muscles so that they stay functional and not overstrained.
Yeah.
It's really important.
Because I was in constant pain for about 12 months of my life, and I took painkillers, and then I decided that because they were clouding my brain, and I lived in a constant fog, which I didn't like.
I didn't like the part either.
Yeah, and so I stopped taking the painkillers and met the pain head on in my mind. And I just thought, right then, hurt me.
Yeah.
And I met it, met it head on and sort of said to it, you know, come on, give me what you've got. And I found that I could rise above it as well. And so you were saying to me that you were doing meditations, not the pillar of light meditation and the violet flame, which I do think would really help you, and this next one that we're going to be doing as well. But you found your own pain relief as well through your own type of meditation that you do, didn't you?
Yeah, and I know you've heard of Joe, what's his, Dispenza, I think is his last, I can't pronounce his last name properly. But he's done some incredible research on the power of the mind. He had a similar accident in his mind.
Yeah.
He told the doctor, he didn't even go for the surgery and healed himself.
Yeah, well, we can heal ourselves naturally.
We can, especially if you're in an environment where people will reinforce that possibility.
Yes.
Right,
you know,
right.
That helps so much.
It supports that concept, right, because, you know, incurable, all incurable means is curable from within. And left up to its own design, the human body does what it does naturally, and that's heal itself.
Yeah.
I mean, they're doing some marvelous things with people who've lost a leg, where they were getting phantom pain in the leg that they've had amputated, and by using a mirror, have you heard about that, Liz? They use a mirror, and the person looks in the mirror and sees the leg that they've got, and they can get rid of the phantom pain by seeing the other leg in the mirror. And so it's like they've got two legs again.
Right, it turns that alarm off.
Yes, it does.
The pain is often an alarm, really, telling you something's amiss here.
That's right, yeah. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it is fear. And I've proved that because my dog had about 20 stitches in his private parts. I'm not kidding you. Somebody cut him with a knife. He must have been probably hanging around somebody's little dog that was on heat or something. Right. And so he came back. We took him to the vet. He had 20 stitches in there. And we put a pair of knickers on him just to keep it clean. And we opened the door to let him go out because he wanted to go outside for, you know, go to the loo. And he ran off up the back street and he didn't come back all night. Well, if my husband said if that had been him, he would have been in bed for 3 weeks, you know, just laid out. and so because we blow up pain in our minds, don't we? Which animals don't do that.
Right, yes. Right. And I've been working with that, trying mentally to, when that sensation comes alive in me, to try to divert it maybe, and let's call it a severe discomfort now. Let's channel it over here and try and redefine it a little bit. You know, and I've been able to do that. I've had some success with that, actually.
Good. That's brilliant.
And I think women tend to embrace that a little better than men. You know, I speaking in my own life, you know, I would do whatever I could to sidestep the pain, avoid the pain, anesthetize the pain, you know, and one time I got a root canal in my tooth. Right, and root canals are pretty painful and stuff. And I didn't use any painkillers at all. I didn't want anything. And I was taking aspirin. I was just taking regular aspirin for once in a while. And one night it got so bad that the aspirin weren't working, and I was in such pain. And all I decided to do, there was, talk about it, another paradigm shift or a shift in our mind, a shift, you know, this shift occurred in me. What I decided to do is I was just going to feel it, you know. I just decided I'm going to feel this pain. So I embraced it and started feeling this pain. And, you know, when that happened, suddenly my endorphins kicked in and the pain lost its severity to the point where I was actually able to go to sleep and get a good night's sleep that night. So, and I think women, you know, being more feeling creatures than they are, they tend to be, you know. Men, we can learn that too. And that was a learning thing for me, you know, through bringing life into the world. They have that as well, but that coping mechanism
is a lot stronger than ours. Yeah,
has a tendency of being more in place, you know. But if that helps anybody, you know, embrace the pain, feel it, feel all of it. Don't be afraid of it. because your body will take care of it.
I mean, how much more could it hurt? You know, it's killing me now, right?
Right.
Yeah, and it's no laughing matter, is it?
No.
Another thing you could do is visualize the pain going to the top of your head and coming out through your crown chakra. And then what I've done before today is tie a knot or tie a ribbon round it to stop it getting back down into my body. Uh-huh. And that's quite good. You can visualize the pain leaving your body.
Holding it at bay for a bit until you're strong enough to deal with it or something.
Yeah, yeah. There's quite a lot of different things you can do.
There are. And it does make one conscious. All of these things we're talking about brings a level of consciousness that's more intimate than you've ever known before.
Yes. And as you were saying about, I've just forgotten the gentleman's name you were talking about, the jaw guy you were talking about. He's been doing a lot of good work. And you know that there are people who have even grown another body part. That sounds absolutely amazing.
I heard something about that. I haven't heard the details, but I heard something about that.
Yeah, I did. I'll have to check that out again because I've forgotten all the details about that. But I did know. I've forgotten what I knew. I know everything, but I've just forgotten.
That's how we are.
Yeah, we all know everything, but we've just forgotten.
Forgot, yeah.
Yeah. And
some pieces here and there.
Yeah, there's loads of people doing a lot of good work, and it's sort of in a way self-hypnosis, but it doesn't matter, does it? I mean, however you cope with it, it doesn't matter. And some people feel that God is punishing them, but that's not true. God is not punishing anybody.
Yeah, that's a mind game, actually.
Yeah. Right,
we're coming to realize that everything is consciousness anyway, so you can be in front of that consciousness or behind that, you know what I'm saying? You can get in front of it and be pro and kind of help it be something better than getting behind it and it being so heavy, if that's making any sense.
Yeah.
Right. If I do this, I'll be punished by God. If I do that, I'll be rewarded by God. This was really a poor description that tries to map out a path in life for us to follow.
Oh, I know.
With the deplorable results. With the deplorable results, because there's really no such thing. We're judging things too superficially that way, you know.
Yeah.
But does that mean I favor a life of sin, licentiousness, and depravity? Well, maybe a little. No. It simply means that all we need to do is improve our expression and understanding of what we're dealing with here. You know, the things that we do that we know are going to evolve us. There are things that we do that will not necessarily evolve us. But they're neither good nor bad. And there's no God waiting to punish us because we've done one or the other.
No, we do that ourselves, actually.
Exactly.
Yeah, and we can actually. I mean, some people feel that they're not worthy to be healed. But if they look at it that because we're one, if they're healing themselves, they're also healing all of mankind.
Yeah, so easily and quickly we forget in this oneness, if God, if everything is one, then We're all that.
Yeah,
and
we are
worthy of compassion and love. How could that not be for everyone, you know? We forget that. Train's coming.
Well, you better look out. Here comes the train.
Don't get any
get off
to
the
that
tracks, Les. Get off the tracks.
Oh, dear. I thought I could hear a train. I thought we were hearing things.
I hope he wasn't broadcasting on the tracks.
I muted it to slow.
Oh, there we go.
I forgot about the train going by. I never know when it's going to happen.
Oh, I thought you had got you for one horrible
No, it's about 100 yards in the back here.
Sounded like you were right on the track.
I know, it did. Gee whiz. I don't think we've had a train coming down the line before, have we?
Yeah, really. You had a live train online here.
Yeah, you're on the Healy Fountain Show. Oh, dear. It's been lovely to talk to you. And so have you got any words of wisdom for anybody out there who's still suffering pain?
Find that silence that's behind everything is all I can say. It's really there always. And we're welcome to dip into it anytime we can quiet ourselves down enough.
That's true. So you were meditating and you found your quiet center within yourself, and you go into that space in your heart center.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
that's beautiful.
Yeah. Just bear in mind, everyone, that we are much more than we think we are. We are much more even than that. We can influence our environment and our bodies and people. We can influence time and space itself. We can influence the future. We are responsible for all these things. And just be mindful that we and what surrounds us are not separate. We are one. We're connected to it all. We're not alone.
Hmm. Yeah. So in that case, we're also God. Because when we go into that oneness,
yep,
we are one with the universe and one with God.
Mm-hmm.
One with Jesus.
We are that which we call God.
Yeah. We're one with everything.
That's correct.
To put that a different way, we are part of the way the universe has become aware of itself. And we do that with our experiences.
Yeah.
Our purpose here is simply just to develop our gift of intentionality. We are here to be creators. We are here to infiltrate space with ideas and concepts of thought. That's how we are here to create everything in our life. And we do.
Yeah. And love.
Yeah.
Yes.
Being aware of who we really are brings that love to light, actually.
Yes. That's true. Right, well, we've got a lovely, speaking of love, a lovely video. And so if Gary wants to cue everybody with the players, I'll get over to the switchboard and find the soundtrack, because I've uploaded the soundtrack for people who have been listening on the radio. And we do have
quite a lot
of people who listen to archives who don't listen into the live shows because they're working still or whatever. But so we're playing this for them as well later on. Okay, then.
Well, let's get everyone to go ahead and click the YouTube link that is in the chat room and pull up the player and pause the player and move the counter back to zero. Mute the sound. And when you've done that, set up a heart in the chat room to let us know you are ready. And then Jan Christie, in her devilishly angelic, inimitable fashion.
Inimitable,
we'll cue us all and get everything started. So there's my heart.
We will.
So I'm ready.
Mine's already in there.
The heart will be the ticket to let us know that you're ready.
This is the Ascension Uplifting Meditation music. So I'll just play that now. Here we go. So I'll count you down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Press play. And right now it's time to light our candles. If you don't have a candle, you can use an imaginary one. Don't forget, we're creating our own reality now. I'm lighting my candle to set my intention for world peace and spiritual unity, and to send healing out to all mankind and all around the world, and to Mother Earth herself. The light of the candle reminds us that we are from the light of source, and reminds us that we can take our candle out and help everybody else to light theirs if they wish to. Also, fire is a very powerful tool, which along with prayer and in focused intent helps us to manifest our goals. I've also lit the Nag Champa, which purifies the atmosphere. Ready? I've already actually invited the angelic realm, but right now we're going to ask Gary to call in the four directions. Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Gary. That was beautiful. And now I'd like to do the ancient healing song, which was taken from words that Moses said to God when his sister was very ill. So it's some 8,000 years old, this song. And so I'm quite sure that the Essenes used to sing it. And so I'd like to sing along. It's easy to learn. And I'll just go through it a couple of times. Okay, maybe five. Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her. Your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written,
book of healing requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy and listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much. Thank you, Marika. That was beautiful. And now we'd like to ask you to take 4 long, deep breaths. Breathing in through your mouth or your nose, whichever is most comfortable for you. Breathing out. Breathing in all the love. Breathing out all the frustrations of the day, all the stress and tensions out of your body, breathing out any pain you may have, breathing in the healing. Send your root right down into the heart of Gaia. We're going to call to the I Am Presence. My beloved, mighty I Am Presence, come forth. You are my true self. Come forth in me, to me, through me, and as me, until there is no more me and only thee. And all your Christ victory. My beloved I Am Presence, you have glorified me with the gift of life. Let me glorify you with a beautiful body to express your perfection through. It is absolutely honorable to do this. And once that is done, make the call for 7 nights. Do it 7 nights consecutively. It will only take the angel several moments, but this is so that it gets into your consciousness
into your psyche. I welcome the Goddess of Purity to send one of her angels to drive her master power flame of such diamond shining purity. I am so grateful and blessed for this service. And therefore I say to you, my beloved I Am Presence, in divine replication of the God I Am, within my heart flame, and I speak into the three signature cells of my physical body. Receive now from the Goddess of Purity, her master power flame of such diamond shining purity that cleanses the three signature cells of my body, purifies them, refreshes them, restores their divine memories of a perfect biological form, and activates the divine blueprint that my mighty I Am Presence created for a perfect body. Beloved Goddess of Purity, I love you and bless you, and thank you for this gift. Drive your master power flame of your diamond shining purity into the three signature cells of my physical body. And remove from those cells all history, all human history of duality and discord, and memories of imperfection. And activate the memories of perfection. Activate the divine blueprint within those cells for a perfect physical body for me. Thank you. Now we're going to leave you to rest for a few moments, and we'll come back for you in a moment to do. And when you open your eyes, we want you to feel refreshed, and if something inside you has changed. and come back to the sound of my voice, and come back to the room where you're sitting. And wiggle your fingers and toes, and enjoy this Angel Garden music by Llewellyn. Thank you. and that was Libra. Well, I've got a new track, Gary, which I thought I might play, but the sound on my Skype has gone wonky. Are you still there, Gary?
I'm here, yes.
Does it sound bad over there in America, the sound?
No, you sound fine.
All right. The music was waving in and out. So I'll play my new track, shall I? It's called Change the World. And, I mean, most of us have incarnated at this present time to do just that, don't you think?
I think so. We stood in line. We couldn't wait to get here, to be here at this time, all of us.
Here we go, then. I'll give it a spin.
All right.
For about 25 hours last week, you know, just getting my
that was the one you were working so hard on getting the mix.
Yeah, I wanted a bit of input on the mix and on the instruments that went on it and everything like that, you know. And it was quite a bit of fun. Tiring, though. Whew. Slaving over a hot mixing desk.
Yes. Welcome to the world of recording. Yes. That's a nice one.
Thank you.
Well, I've been featuring your other one, your Twin Soul song on the Daddy G Show on Saturday.
Thank you.
It's being well received on that one, the rocker. It's a good. That's a good one, too.
Thank you very much. Okay. Thank you.
Welcome.
I just love doing them, you know, and they're all channeled from the angelic realm, so I never know what's going to come out next. I got the shock of my life when it was a rock song, the last one. So you never know what's going to come out. So I just think of it as my blogs to music.
There you go.
Channel is blogs to music. Right. Well, we're getting towards the end of the show. We can bring Les back on for a minute if he wants to come back on and say what he thought of the meditation. Is he going to use any of the divine alchemy that we've been speaking about today?
Mm-hmm. Is he still on with us? Hello, Les.
Hey, am I still here?
Yeah, are you still
here? Yes, you are.
Okay.
Unless we've all said it together.
No, that was perfect meditation. I really enjoyed that.
Oh, good. Thank you. That was from Akasha Asun, who is on YouTube, and it's called the Goddess of Purity Meditation. It's called, you know, the video is called Goddess of Purity. And by Akasha Asun, and he's an ascended being, and so it is all genuine, real McCoy stuff from the light beings.
Yeah, but you can sense that, really. It's wonderful.
Good. Well, that's good. So I just condensed it down because we couldn't put the 40-minute video on.
Yeah.
So... So that was that. So, but I'm going to put all the information on the Healing Fountain page on Facebook. Are you a member on there, Les?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I am.
Great. And if you're out there listening and you haven't yet liked our Healing Fountain Facebook page, you'll just find it on Facebook, The Healing Fountain. And I'll also put it on the Healing Fountain website so that you can do the meditation for 7 nights consecutively. And if you can find the time, do the pillar of light first, then the violet flame to purify yourself, and then call in your higher self, and then ask for the goddess of purity for 7 nights consecutively. Okay?
Okay.
So, and then...
Do you take time out for meals in between?
Yeah.
If you've got time to eat, it'll be good. But, and then, after you've done that, Les, you can come back on another time soon and tell us if that has made any difference to you, because that is divine alchemy.
Yeah.
All of those meditations are all part of divine alchemy.
And that's that goes for just about everything you hear on our show is you know, how do you measure the effects? You know, how do you get to measure the effects? Well, you get to live your life and to see how somewhere in your life something has changed. And if it has changed, then you have become the scientist to your own life, which is the whole reason why we're here. You know, and don't just take any of this at face value. Test it. See if it's true.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the key, really, is you have to find out for yourself.
Yep.
Yeah, everybody's got to find out for themselves, and everybody has to do it for themselves, because nobody can do it for you.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
Hmm. So, I think I found that it really helps, and it really helps to keep positive, doesn't it? Well, next week, we do have Nancy Waite, and all of you on the Gold Ring know Nancy Waite. She's the most brilliant writer, painter. She's one of the most talented ladies on the go, isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
And,
what writer, painter, screenwriter, or playwright. Just an amazing soul.
And she was an actress over here in the UK for a few years in the 70s.
Uh-huh. And she,
did you know that, Gary?
She was in a couple films, too. Yeah, she's quite an individual. Looking forward to having her back.
Yeah, she's really uplifting as well when she speaks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love hearing her read. It's just great fun.
Yeah, she's brilliant. Anyway, thank you very much for joining us, because it's been great, Les, and it was lovely to hear how you're going on.
Letting me jump in and say a few things with you guys. I enjoy all our meetings. Even when I don't speak, I love to be here.
Yeah, it's great. It's great having you. So thanks very much.
Thanks for joining us, Les.
It's about time for us to say goodbye and God bless. Join us next week for Nancy Waite. And thank you so much for being here as well, Gary. And thank you to the people in the chat room and the people out there in the radio land listening. We all co-create the energies between us. So thank you for helping us to co-create a wonderful energy today.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining us, even though we weren't coming apart.
And I'm going to play out with this William Orbit song, Adagio for Strings, because I know it's a classical piece, but it's absolutely brilliant. So we'll say goodbye and God bless, and see you next week. Thank you, Gary.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Les.
Bye-bye.
I love you all.
What's happening? That's not... Oh, well, this one's just a place.
Contemplate my fate.
I don't believe it. The angels are stepping on the plane, this one.
And do they know the places where we go when we're gray and old? 'Cause I have been told that salvation lets their wings unfold. So when I'm lying in my bed, thoughts running through my head, and I feel that love is dead, I'm loving angels instead. And through it, oh, she offers me protection, a lot of love and affection. Whether I'm right or wrong, and down the forsake me. I'm loving angels instead. When I'm feeling weak and my pain walks down a one-way street, I look above and I know my bones. Oh, when love is there.